Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 93. A chance for some rain early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunny and 91 throughout Thursday before another chance for some showers over Thursday night with a low around 67. Showers may continue into Friday, mixing with sunshine and our high of 87, then clearing up throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The investigation is still ongoing regarding the white powder that was left in envelopes for Republican state legislators across the state of Kansas after the session of 2023. As Tony Mativi, the director for the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, sat down to talk about the latest from the investigation and how law enforcement across the state came together.
You know, we started getting the calls from legislators about having received these letters on a Friday afternoon over the lunch hour. And we almost immediately stood up a command post at the KBI, and we immediately pulled in a number of our law enforcement partners. And I will tell you that it was an absolutely unprecedented investigation. For about the next 96 hours, we worked very, very closely with our state law enforcement partners. The Highway Patrol was there with us in the command post at our side from the beginning.
Good American Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIG News, always on your side.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A Salina man has been arrested in Dickinson County after the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office arrested him for suspicion of stealing more than $1,000 worth of tools from the Solomon High School. KWCH News reports that the arrest of Troy Holcomb came after the search of the Salina man's home, where police had responded to the burglary call back on Thursday last week, saying that employees of the school had reported near $1,400 worth of tools that were missing. In a statement from the Dickinson Police Department, they said, quote, later in the afternoon, the deputy that responded to the burglary made contact with the suspect in the case, 51-year-old Troy Dean Holcomb of Salina, and was placed under arrest and booked into the Dickinson County Jail on requested charges of burglary and theft. In other news, after boycotts of the company of Target following LGBTQ agendas during Pride Month and focusing on children, the company has announced that they are working on discounts for this year's upcoming school year for the children that's set to take place between July 16th and August 26th, where teachers can save 20% on their school supplies and more throughout the event and season. Good American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Broadway Academy in Sutton, Nebraska has announced that they are performing the musical known as the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee across the state of Nebraska throughout this week. As they say, over the last 10 years, it's been a big production, bringing in professionals from around the country to work with rural students, giving them intense training on voice, dancing, and acting.
It's our 11th time doing it, but officially it's our 10th year.
Okay.
So we're celebrating a big decade of doing the Broadway Academy in Sutton, Nebraska. It's generally around 30 kids. We've had more, we've had less. COVID's kind of hit us a little bit like everybody else, but
sure.
We're rebuilding. So kids come from all over the general area. We have Sutton, Aurora, Hastings, Harvard, York. They all come. We bring in professionals from New York and L.A. Wow. and just the surrounding area.
The performances are set to take place between July 12th and the 14th, both in Sutton and in York, Nebraska.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
I'm here with Strive Bank Chairman and CEO, Cy Mock.
Strive Bank is located at 61st and North Broadway. We are a power, five-star rated bank. When you come for a visit, you will find a full staff of customer service specialists, community bankers, mortgage lenders, commercial lenders, and experienced full-time tellers. Talking with an experienced banker in person or live on the phone is what separates us. Come visit us, 61st and North Broadway, or our branch at 37th and Little. We are proud to be a local bank. Strive Bank.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and continued city cleanup efforts, passing notice and hearings for several properties, including 1203 Laramie, 900 Alston, and several vehicles at 207 Broadway. Property owners with five different properties previously condemned receive extensions of time to complete cleanup and repairs, which were underway, including 200 Calhoun, 1009 North, 707 8th, 819 Pony Express Highway, and 406 Jenkins. Progress was reported at all those locations. In determining the source of a significant leak that has been a continued issue this summer, work to begin after summer closure. City Airport will be closed to aircraft beginning July 12th for taxiway and runway work. Recommendation of the Administrative and Finance Committee for $15,000 toward contract salary for a part-time tourism director was approved. Wayne Cruzy has been contracted for the job, split with Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Council voted 6-2 to reduce the amount of a bill levied toward mowing a property at 501 Alston. Several thousand people reportedly attend the Skyfest activity Saturday in Marysville. Hot air balloons were not inflated due to wind shift Saturday evening. It was reported that fireworks will be scheduled again next summer for Saturday, July 6th. A council budget workshop and special meeting will be held this Wednesday evening. Beth Skinner was recognized for her many years as a volunteer maintaining flowers and landscaping at the Pony Express Plaza and 7th Street Corridor. Mill and overlay work is scheduled to begin in Marshall and Nebelhaw counties this week, involving some 21 miles of K-9 from the K-87 junction in Marshall County to Corning, then 6 miles of K-63 from Corning to the Pottawatomie County line. Work will begin at the K-87 junction and be completed in smaller sections to reduce impact to motorists. Traffic will be restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers with 12-foot width restrictions in place in the work zone. Work expected to be complete by early October. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the combined $3.3 million projects. KDOT will be starting a bridge replacement project in mid to late August over Fawn Creek between Blue Rapids and Waterville. That road will be reduced to one-lane traffic with the use of traffic signals. Work beginning mid-August may take place until September 2024. Fire calls recently in Washington County include last Friday. Morroville was dispatched to hay bales on fire at 24th and Liberty Road. July 4th, Washington responded to a garage fire at 509 E Street. Greenleaf answered a call June 29th with a side-by-side that caught fire at Sunflower and 6th Road. And June 28th, Greenleaf Barnes, Palmer, Hanover, and Waterville departments were called back to a field fire at 4th and Yankee Roads, which had reignited from a hayfield on fire a couple days earlier. Some 90 acres were reportedly involved. The Horse Show Thursday officially kicks off the annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. The all-day event begins at 9 a.m. A reminder, livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 until 6, and all 4-H and open entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8. KNDY will begin live on-air coverage beginning Friday afternoon. Stay tuned for chances to register and win state fair tickets during our live broadcast from both the Marshall and Washington County Fairs. The regular July board meeting for Valley Heights USD 498 that was to be held Monday has been rescheduled Wednesday, July 12th at 6 p.m. at the district office. Harold L. Boggs, age 88, of Morroville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Friday at 2 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Harold Boggs. He had served as principal at North Central High School in Morroville until his retirement. Judy J. Moorhead, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Judy Moorhead. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. Family is planning a celebration of life service Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road at Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork chops, pasta salad, garden blend, and applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, scalloped potato, Brussels sprouts, and melon. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Some scattered showers are possible early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine and cooler throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And another chance for some scattered showers throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Friday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. And more showers may continue throughout Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Another slight chance for some showers throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And some showers Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:11. Sunshine, 68 degrees this morning. Let's check out the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 12th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The NL ends their skid with a late home run. Hello, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. The National League finally got one.
Two down. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck. struck him out. Kimbrel closes it out. And the National League coming into Seattle and winning the All-Star game for the first time since 2012.
The call on MLB Radio. Phillies closer Craig Kimbrel stumbled after retiring the first two hitters in the ninth. He then walked the next two hitters, but was able to finish it off. The NL got their lead thanks to Rockies catcher Elias Diaz, who hit a go-ahead two-run eighth-inning home run on Orioles relief pitcher Felix Bautista. The National League ended a nine-game losing streak, picking up a 3-2 win. Diaz won MVP. The regular season starts up again on Friday. Former Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald has hired attorney Dan Webb to represent him as they feel Fitzgerald was the victim of wrongful termination. ESPN's college sports reporter Adam Rittenberg has more.
Dan Webb, the attorney, told me that Pat Fitzgerald was fired for cause by Northwestern. Webb is he's researching legal strategies right now. Dan Webb, you're saying he's certainly open to some type of resolution, some type of agreement, but certainly they feel that this is wrongful termination.
In the NBA, there will be two rule changes next season. The first one will be a second coach's challenge. If a timeout is used for the first challenge, upon it being successful, the team will get that timeout back. But even if a team is successful for the second challenge and uses a timeout, it will not get it back. The second will be flopping. If a player is guilty of flopping, the referees will give out an unsportsmanlike technical foul leading to a free throw. The refs will be able to make the call after the play ends. At Wimbledon later this morning, American Madison Keys is in women's quarterfinals action. This is Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State soccer season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats in Boozer Family Park to watch your Wildcats this fall. Prices remain unchanged at $40 general admission season tickets and $120 Wildcat 4-packs. Your best value at less than $4 per match. Purchase your season tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Come on out and join Vance Gerdes Funeral Home for the Jefferson County Fair. Check out the 4-H exhibits, carnival, delicious food, and so much more. There is sure to be something for everyone. From your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, July the 12th. Before we get going on this Wednesday, covering the markets for you all day long right here, let's check in on yesterday. Here's how your Tuesday finished. July corn finished at 571 three quarters. That's up one. September corn finished at 494 and a half, up two and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, final price 818 and a quarter, up seven and three quarters. September Kansas City wheat finished at 817, up five and three quarters. July oats final price 414 and three quarters, up three quarters. September oats finished down one at 428. July soybeans finished at 1520 and a half, up. $2.95 final price, up three. December cotton finished at $82.12, up $2.87. Live cattle for August finished at 178.82 and a half. That's up $1.62 and a half. Live cattle for October, $181.72 and a half cents. That's up $1.77 and a half. Your high was $182.32 and a half cents. Low, $179.47 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for August, $247.15, up 90 cents. High, $248.15. Low, $245.05. Feeder cattle for September, $250.30. Final price, up 82.5 cents. High, $251.20. Low, $248.22.5. That's how your Tuesday wrapped up. Coming up, we'll keep you covered all day long right here.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. K-State announced a global collaboration on sorghum and millet. Director of Engagement and Leadership for the Global Collaboration of Sorghum and Millet, Nat Bascom, discusses what the global collaboration is and hopes to accomplish. This July, K-State is teaming up with sorghum and millet experts to work towards the future of global food security.
We've been managing here at Kansas State University a research for development grant that is funded by the United States Agency for International Development. So over the last 10 years, we've built up this credible network of expertise for the continent of Africa, but also globally, as it has spillback benefits to the U.S. as it relates to sorghum production, as well as pearl millet. So in July, we will be finishing that 10-year program. And so at K-State, together with the dean, we felt like it was time to move into the future and institutionalize this work that was funded by USAID to take it forward at Kansas State and to kind of propel us into the future, doing similar work, but expanding in terms of the types of partners and resources that we can kind of organize to continue to really tackle food security in Africa based on these crops, but also with benefits back to the U.S. Producers as well.
Bascom lists how they want to enhance the use of sorghum and millet around the world.
We want to look at that harnessing of the incredible genetic resources of these two crops, which originate in Africa. We also want to look at really unique and appropriate technologies for production environments, both the smallholder as well as large mechanized operations, and then really moving even into what we would call the value addition, the market pull. So you're looking at unique food products, which in the U.S., I think about maybe 6% of the sorghum crop is utilized for actual food products. But in Africa, it would be the reverse. It would be almost 90%.
Working globally requires a lot of networking. Bascom talks about the benefits of having a diverse team in the lab.
We have, over the years, built up what we would call a Pan-Africa network of expertise technologies. So over the course of our work, I'll give you an example. We were in Niamey, Niger, in February, and we were there for our annual review meeting. But in that room, we had some of the top genomists in the world who are at the cutting edge of trying to really dig in on gene discovery and then what those genes can mean over time.
That was Director of Engagement and Leadership for the Global Collaboration of Sorghum and Millet, Nat Bascom, with what might be the future in sorghum and millet. For more information on K-State's collaboration, visit www.globalsorghumandmillet.com. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Some food pairings are irresistible. Some are downright repulsive. One man thinks he knows why. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com. Real8.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 12th, the 193rd day of the year. On this day in 2015, Scott Jurek completed the full Appalachian Trail in 46 days, 8 hours, and 8 minutes, setting a new record. Ham and eggs, pork and beans, biscuits and gravy, just some foods that seem to be made for each other. A Cambridge University scientist thinks he knows why. They share similar aroma molecules. Based on his research, he's come up with pairings with the potential to become new classics. Here they are: mashed potatoes and coffee, roast beef and chocolate, and pork with vanilla sauce. Could one of those be the new macaroni and cheese? All it takes, he says, is the proper preparation and execution. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, sunshine 68 this hour. And we'll look for highs around 90 as a general warm-up trend continues today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the NBA was looking at some rule changes, and they have approved two new rules that will be added to next season for the NBA, and that is the coaches will get a second challenge if the first one is successful in a game, and also they have changed that there is an in-game flopping penalty, which will be a free throw and getting the basketball. Moving on to college football, Georgia's Kirby Smart is first to admit that he has a speeding issue with his team, as last week another freshman outside linebacker got caught driving 88 in a 55. It is now the 11th traffic related moving violation involving a Georgia football player in their car since January 15th. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara has agreed to plead no contest to a misdemeanor charge of breach of peace for his involvement in a 2022 fight in Las Vegas. That's a look at your sports here on Kansas Mid-America Network.
KNDY.
I've chased after money in my life, just to spend it all on things that money buys. Till a hole kept getting deeper down inside. Seemed the more I had, the less I was satisfied. When I was busted down to nothing, I was richer than I'd ever been before. I learned that your love is my treasure. That's all that matters anymore. And I've seen my children grow away from me, knowing I was not the best dad that I could be. Oh, but they were only mine to be set free in a picture much too big for us to see. Now as the years keep slipping by, I keep on trying to even up the score. They just keep giving me their love, and that's all that matters anymore. All that matters anymore is feeling like I've finally come to know. To do a little better than before. So with a measure of forgiveness, I've almost found the peace I'm longing for.
taking comfort in your sweet love. That's all that matters anymore. I take my comfort in your sweet love. That's all that matters anymore.
Sheffield, and they put us on the line. You could smell the powder burning, man, it hurt my eyes. And then you and boys were tired and weak. We were fresh and we were strong. We could not wait to blast away and make our presence known. But every time I took my aim, got one in my sight. In my heart I knew the way, and this way was not right. I guess my daddy would be proud, but my mama, she's ashamed. And I know deep down we need a change. Them northern boys are friends of mine, but I've got my southern pride. I'm standing here fighting, wishing there was another side. We burned each other's crops and fields and took the very best. We fought our way back and forth, then they put us to the test. I know that some things were wrong, but what gave them the right to point their righteous fingers and expect us not to fight? We all cried on the night they burned.